This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister says more women needed in representational politics. Security Ministry pledges support for Police Commissioner. And JSIF hands over 4 mobile security and dispute resolution centers. Details after this message.
If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency. Here's your answer for speedy passport services. 3 day or next day service in emergency.
Passport expire, but you need to travel. Don't change your plan. We will lend a hand.
If you want your passport the next day, or in 3 days' time, come to Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says one of the main challenges keeping more women from participating in representational politics in Jamaica is a lack of adequate funding. The Prime Minister says while women head important institutions such as the Supreme Court and are dominant in fields such as health and education, they still lag behind in numbers in Parliament.
The men will have their friends that will do fundraising for elections and for them to carry their organizations, while the women will not have those with the money that will be able to assist.
She argues that it is critical for women to be part of the political process globally, noting that as caregivers and nurturers, they tend to bring a different point of view to decision-making. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was participating in a panel discussion on women's empowerment post-2015 on day one of the European Development Days Forum in Brussels, Belgium, on November 26. The panelists examined how the post-2015 framework should ensure progress towards gender equality. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting has voiced support for Commissioner of Police Owen Ellington. Minister Bunting was responding to recent calls for the commissioner to resign due to spikes in criminal activity. Policing, the National Security Minister says, is only one part of the solution required to reverse criminal activity in Jamaica.
It is easy to, if we see a spike in murders or in violence, to blame the police and call for the commissioner's resignation or call for the minister's resignation. But it is a cop-out because policing alone is not going to solve the problem. The crime, in a sense, is the outcome of failures or weaknesses at a number of levels in the society.
4 mobile security and dispute resolution centers have been introduced to 3 St. Catherine communities as part of efforts to curb violence and promote unity. The centers will serve the communities of March Penn, Lauriston, and Shelter Rock. The mobile security and dispute resolution centers will provide mediation and other services, allow the police to maintain a constant presence in the areas, as well as provide a venue for community activities. Speaking at the handing over ceremony for the March Penn Center, National Security Minister Peter Bunting urged residents to take ownership of the centers and use them to spark development in their communities.
We don't want this to be seen as something that just belongs to the Jamaica Constabulary Force or the government. In fact, we're hoping that eventually it will be so successful that we can perhaps move this to a community center or some other facility, because 24/7 presence of police right here will no longer be necessary.
The mobile centers have been introduced under the government's Inner City Basic Services Project, funded by the World Bank and managed by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund. And Jamaica and Singapore have signed an open skies agreement which will allow some airlines to travel freely between the two countries. The deal was signed on behalf of the Jamaican government by Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, at the 28th International Maritime Organization Assembly in London. Under the Open Skies Agreement, selected airlines can travel between Jamaica and Singapore, even via third countries, without limitations in the frequency of flights, capacity, and the type of aircraft. At the signing, Minister Guy said the agreement represents a sustained and coordinated expansion in Jamaica's aviation sector. This, he says, is expected to translate into increased potential for transportation, commerce, and tourism between the two countries. Minister Guy is leading a delegation to the assembly, which runs from November 25 to December 4. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.